said is, Nana, you're going to need some help? I help? He's a big help. So God is good all the time. Angelo, oh, it's been several weeks ago. I think he was talking to his sister. Now that's him and his sister Kathy are very close. She likes to call him about 2 o'clock in the morning. About 2 o'clock in the morning. And they'll have a conversation for 2-3 hours. And sometimes I have to get up and go to the bathroom. I can hear him talking. And I was listening to her and him talking about the watches. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I wonder if that's in the Bible. Sure enough, it is. So I got to praying about it, and things happened. I started, one of my New Year's resolutions was to read the Bible consistently, and diligently every day. So from like, I'm a night person. Casey Renee is a night person. And we can usually find out when she's awake because we'll check and see if she's online or if she's doing something with her phone. Then we can see if she's awake. Kelly May is not a night person. You don't call her after about 8:30. And when she was dating, she would look at her clock. She'd have a boyfriend over. She goes, you need to go home. I got to go to bed. That's just how she was. Now, Casey was always a night person. She was up late at night. And she really doesn't get a whole lot of sleep because she gets up early in the morning. And I'm the same way. So I'm usually in my room about midnight. From about midnight to 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm reading the Word. And that's the best time for me. So I thought, you know, Lord, that's kind of an odd hour for me to be up. He goes, that's your watch. So I got to praying about that and thinking about it. He goes, people need to check their watch. And I thought, yeah. If you find sometimes that you're up at certain times during the day, and most people will reach for their melatonin, their Ambien, whatever they take to go to sleep, but that may be that time. Maybe you need to stop for a minute and see if the Lord wants to talk to you. And maybe it's your part of your watch that you need to spend that time with Him. So that's what I'm, the title of this is Check Your Watch. Here's what happened. This is terrible. I like to wear a watch. Was a nurse for years. Nurses wear watches. I have about 4 watches, and every one of them, Brenda, the battery's dead. So if I go over, honey, you better do something. Let me know. So Coco, bring that little thing here. I got studying in the Word about the watches, trying to discover it. And this is what I found. Biblically, in the New Testament, there's 8 watches. 8. 4 daytime watches, that's the center. 4 nighttime watches. And what I mean by watches is in the New Testament, now in the Old Testament, not so many watches. The nighttime watches go down to 3. But in the New Testament, there's 8 watches, and that's because of the Roman influence. Back in the Old Testament, it was a Greek influence, less watches. So I'm going to see if I can set this up. I don't know if I can. Nope. I'll just lay it here. People learn different ways. Visually, repetition, writing. I have to use all 3. And that's just how I am. That's how I'm set up. So let's go to Mark chapter 13, verse 35. Throughout the Bible, Jesus is telling people, you need to watch, you need to pray, you need to be ready, you need to be vigilant. I'll get there eventually. I should have looked where that was. Okay, in Mark chapter 13, starting at 35, verse 35. Watch therefore, for you do not know when the master of the house is coming. In the evening, at midnight, at the crowing of the rooster, or in the morning. Lest coming suddenly, he finds you sleeping. And what I say to you, I say to all. And then it says, watch. And it has an exclamation mark. That means he wants you to watch. Watch what's going around you. And I was telling Angelo, I couldn't sleep the other night. And it was past my Bible reading time and all that. I was trying to go to sleep. I was laying there in bed, and the Lord said, you need to tell the congregation that I want them to watch their children. I want them to speak a blessing over their children. Because this is a big, he didn't say this part, this is a sinful world. That's what he said. A sinful world. And we send our children out every day under the assumption they're going to come back. Some, most of them do. Not all of them. We think we live in a little community where nothing happens. But if you'll remember, there was a murder at the Walmart parking lot. There was another murder at the Sonic. Things happen even in small communities. Speak a blessing over your children and a prayer of protection every day. Do it consistently. And that's from the Lord. All right, now, he tells us here to watch. So that there's those watches I was telling you about. Here's something that's amazing. I thought, what's the big deal? And you're thinking, Millie, what's the big deal about the watches? Well, everything is connected. And I'm going to show you in a minute. The night watches on the outside. And you would think that the day watches would be number one, but it's not. It's the night watch. The first watch is from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. First watch. Second watch. 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. Third watch, 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. Fourth watch, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. And then the day watches, 6, 7, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Now, I'm going to show you something. Let's look at, see if I can find it. Let's look at Matthew 27, verse 45 and 46. This was amazing to me. Jill, this is really something. Starting at 45. Now from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was darkness over the land. The sixth hour to the ninth hour. That's the seventh watch. What time is that, Angelo?
12 p.m. to 3 p.m.
12 p.m. to 3 p.m. Do you know what was happening at that time? Jesus was on the cross. Okay, then this is what happened. Remember, that's the seventh watch. Darkness fell. If I was to make a reference to Jesus, Angela, I said, Jesus is the light of the world. Darkness was over the land, Kelly, as he was dying on the cross. This was the time when he says, Father, why have you forsaken me? There was an eclipse that lasted 3 hours, the seventh hour, the seventh watch. Angela, what does that, I have to ask Angela this because he knows a lot of stuff. The number 7 in the Bible, what does it stand for?
I think it stands for completion, doesn't it?
Completion. The priests in the Old Testament, when people would bring a sacrifice to the temple, the priest would put their hand on that animal and transfer the sin to that animal of the children of Israel. Our sin was transferred, and it was complete. And we took out the light of the world. From 12 noon to 3 p.m. Now you got to remember this. There was no one there that said, someone switch on the floodlights. Turn on the floodlights because we can't see, it's dark. Someone had to strike a fire. Then it started to get light. Okay. During the eighth watch, started to get light. The number 8 during the eighth watch is new beginnings. Is that an accident? These times that are in here, and there's a lot more, they're not accidents. They're accounts. Kelly, Casey Renee over there is an English teacher. When people write essays, she's looking for certain things. Person, place, time. These are accounts. Many times you'll find the person, the place, the time. Their accounts. That was amazing to me. But Jill, isn't that amazing? During the seventh and eighth watch. Now, when I saw that, this is what I did. Angelo, you'll get this. Woo! Who says woo?
Richard Jean. Yes.
Richard Jean, the fishing machine, gets real excited when he catches a catfish. Sam, I got real excited when I read that. I thought, woo, this is more exciting than a catfish. All right, now, if you'll turn to me with me. So we have in the Old Testament, the watches in the night fell to 3, from sunset to 10 p.m. The middle watch was 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., and the morning watch was 2 a.m. to sunrise. The spiritual significance of watches is vigilance for prayer and intercession. We have intercessors here. That have certain times during the day where they feel compelled to pray, but sometimes put it off. They're falling down on their watch. In Bible times, they had walls around the cities. And these same watches, these watches here, these eight watches, that's how they had their guards on the walls. And they had to maintain the safety of the people that were enclosed in their cities. They had to guard them, guard the gates, guard the walls, stay alert during those watches. Same in the spiritual realm. If we look at the evening watch, let's look at Lamentations 2:19. Arise, cry out in the night at the beginning of the watches. There's the watches again. Pour out your heart like water before the face of the Lord. Lift up your hands toward him for the life of your young children who faint from hunger at the head of every street. Again with the watches. I want you to go to Judges 7:19. So Gideon and 100 men who were with him came to the outpost of the camp at the beginning of the middle watch. The beginning of the middle watch. Probably middle watch. Midnight till, where is that? That would be the third watch. The third watch. So it was still kind of dark during that time. Actually, it was the second watch, this says. Second watch. From 9 p.m. to 12. So it's kind of dark. So they were using darkness as a benefit. At the beginning of the middle watch, just as they posted the watch, they blew the trumpets and broke the pitchers that were in their hands. So you see, these events have time and place. And so it sets you in that time and that place as an account of what really happened. All right, now. I want to skip around here. Let's go to Exodus 24. Hey, I was teaching the kids today, and let me tell you, they were so good. I even made a comment to Kelly, because that doesn't happen all the time. But they were good. And we were learning about the Ten Commandments. Exodus chapter 14, verse 24. Now it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked down upon the army of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud, and he troubled the army of the Egyptians, and he took off their chariot wheels so that they drove them with difficulty. And the Egyptians said, "Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fights for them." Divine intervention happens during watches. You have to stay prayed up for that to happen. The next place that I want to go to, let's go to Acts 16:25. And the reason why we're going from front to back, I want you to see that this is throughout the Bible. this isn't just one occurrence. We're talking Old Testament, New Testament. But at midnight, we're talking the midnight watch, 12 a.m. to 3 a.m. The midnight watch. I think Paul was a night person, Kel. Sounds like it, huh? At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, so the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's chains were loosened. Another divine intervention. And what were they doing then? They were singing, praising the Lord, singing hymns, and praying. We need intercessors. We need songs of praise. We need people that are going to be diligent and faithful to their callings. Duties of a watchman. We're all called to be watchmen. Every single one of us have a watch, a time when we need to spend with the Lord. Spiritually, you need to be alert, be aware of disguises, be spiritually vigilant, courageous, prayerful intercession, warn others of dangers, uphold truth, boldness and truth, declaring God's word with a deep humility, a life of obedience, and sensitive to the Holy Spirit. That's what we should be walking in as workers, staying prayed up, being intercessors, doing what God has for us to do in this life. It's not always easy. I didn't say it was easy. The other night, I was laying in bed and I was kind of waiting to go to sleep because I had done everything I needed to do. I finally went to sleep and I had a dream. And the next morning, how many of you know that your husbands, how many of you are married? Your husband's your prayer partner, or it should be at least. Okay? And so I was troubled by this dream. And I'm not going to use any names, Kelly, so don't worry. It was a dream about someone in the church. And they came up to me like this. Stand up, Angelo. This is what they said. I'm doing something nobody knows about it. Scary dream, huh? And I thought, oh my gosh, this is someone in the church. I thought, Lord, what do I say? Stand up again. This is what I said. I said, God knows. Immediately their countenance changed. Well, Sister Miller, tell us who it is. We want to know. I'm not telling you. Pray for them. That's what I did. I got a hold of Angelo in the morning and said, then I had this dream last night, be right before I woke up, about someone in the church. Now I told him. I told him, don't you tell nobody. We need to pray about it. And we did. We did. And that's what happens when you're an intercessor. Right, Brenda? Amen. You need to be about God's business, day and night. Even when you think, there's been times when I told Lord, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. I need to go to bed. He said, in a moment, I've got something I want to tell you. And then he showed me in the Word something. That's what he wants to do with all of us. Now, here's what I want to do. Can I have all the children up here, sitting up here? Because this is what I want the parents to do. It's important, hold this, hon, that when you're praying for your children, that you get them at eye level, get their attention. Bella, Riley, that means you. First, you got to get their attention. Why am I saying that? Because I had a child. I'm not going to mention any names, but sometimes it's hard to get her attention. And I'd say, Kelly, look at Mama. Look at Mama. Look at Mama right in the eyes. Look at me. You see me? I want to say something to you. But this is what I want you to do when you speak that blessing over the kids. Angela, you got your Bible. You have a more authoritative voice than I do. Go to Psalm 121, verses 7 and 8. I want you to pay attention. I want you to look Brother Angelo in the eyes. Look at me right now, though. This is a big, bad world. I want you all to be safe in it. I don't want you to be part of it, but you got to live in it. I want you to be safe in doing so. You can go now. Look at him.
Praise God. Fellas in the sound booth. Thank God. Is it on now?
Yes.
Raise it up a little louder. I don't sound very authoritative yet. Okay. And you want me to look at these children while I do it?
Yes, okay. As much as you can.
Okay. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth. And even forevermore.
There's a term, you guys, if you want to sit there, fine. And I apologize that my backside's to you, okay? All right. There's a term called a benediction. And Kelly, you're going to have your part in this too. A benediction is a declaration of blessing from God. It is done throughout the Bible at the end, usually, of one of the apostles' ministry. It's done at the close of the service. I believe they still do that in the Catholic Church, benedictions. Kelly? I want you to bless these people and speak over them a blessing. Now, you can use my Bible. I have several examples of benedictions here from the Word. If you want to come up here. Let me give her that. That. Oh, you got it? I want you to do it. I put some on that tablet, hon, if you needed something to go by. It says benedictions. She's using her device, everybody.
Dad, do you have a King James Version Bible?
I was going to say that.
Get it.
I might have
get it. No, you are not going to offend me.
What chapter and verse have you?
Numbers chapter 6, verse 20. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 26.
Yes. Oh, the Lord bless you. Lord keep you.
My friend Judy, I think the only reason she never came to this church was because I didn't preach in the King James. And I said, Judy, I ain't changing the way I teach for anybody, but I am going to start honoring her in my messages. She meant so much to me.
My Bible's the New King James.
We're going to go all the way old school. Hallelujah. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's important that we receive a blessing.
Yes, it is.
So many times people take that very flippant. You know, but it's a part of the abundant life, the Zoe life. If you guys need to study something, study Zoe life. It's completely different. One of these days I'll teach on it.
Are you done?
Yes.
That was so great, Mother. Y'all give...